Welcome back to the Binge Breakthrough Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs just like yourself stop obsessing over food so you can finally start to love what you see in the mirror. My name and your host, Sebastian Benninker, and in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to find balance. That way you can still stick to your fitness goals. You know, how do you make sure that you don't relapse when it comes to your binge eating recovery journey? How do you make sure that you don't overeat, that you don't overindulge when you're going out, when you're going to social gatherings, when you're going to the business conference, and you know there's going to be food there, there's going to be drinks there. So this is a topic that's extremely important, because if you don't master this, if you're not able to overcome this, then every time you have a gathering, every time that you go out, which for most people it's 1 to 2 to maybe even 3 times a week, maybe even more, you know, depending on how busy you are, you're going to fall off the wagon and you're never going to reach your fitness goals. You're never going to be able to overcome the food obsession, the binge eating, right? So I think what this really comes down to is just finding balance. Now, why is balance so important? So like with anything in life, it does not matter if you give it your all for just a single week, okay? It's about consistency over a long period of time. So let's say you have person A who's able to go 100%. You know, they're giving it their all. They're going to the gym 7 days a week. They're eating healthy 7 days a week. But then they fall off track after a week versus person B that gives it 70%. You know, maybe they're going to the gym 5 times a week. Maybe they're eating healthy 80% of the time. But they're able to do that for the rest of their life. Who's going to be seeing more results? It's pretty obvious, right? Person B, the person who's not perfect every day, but who makes consistent progress. You need to be focusing on progress over perfection, and that's how you're going to see results. So you need to be able to stay consistent over a long period of time, not just, you know, these short bursts of motivation, these short bursts of energy, because balance is going to help keep you motivated and driven to keep working hard and achieving your goals. Balance is where you're going to find that sweet spot where you're not going to be miserable with your diet, where you're not going to be miserable with your training routine, where you're not going to be overtraining, where you're not going to be exhausted to do the things you know you should be doing. Balance is also extremely important for managing your stress. Guys, I understand, you know, when you run a business, that's all you think about. That's all you want to work on. But obviously, you know, you need your sleep. You need your recovery. You need to be focusing on your health, because guess what? Your business is nothing without you. If you let your health go to nothing, if you let your health deteriorate and you let your health get ruined, you can't run a business. I mean, look at some of the greatest entrepreneurs like Steve Jobs. I mean, what happened when he had cancer? He can't run a business anymore. It was one of the worst things to see. He was the head of Apple. He was the one who brought them to where they are today. He was the innovator of Apple. But he got cancer because he was overstressed. He wasn't taking care of his health, and he wasn't able to run a business. And so I understand, your business is like, it's like your child. It's all really the most important thing for most of you. It's all you care about. And all you want to do is grow it and see it succeed. But your business needs you, okay? Think of it like your child. Your child needs you as well, right? You need to be a good parent. That means focusing on your health as well. Balance is going to help you manage stress. It's going to help you manage your emotions. This way, you're less likely to fall off track and binge eat. I mean, you have to remember, okay, it's important to prioritize your business, but it's so important to prioritize other aspects of your life. You know, other aspects like your relationships, like your friendships, and most importantly, your health. Okay, because like I said, guys, your business is nothing without your health. And I think the thing with entrepreneurs, where I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs, they think that if they go to the gym, or they think that if they start meal prepping and taking some time to eat healthy, that it's going to take away from their business. But I've worked with so many entrepreneurs one-on-one, and it has never been that case. Prioritizing their health has never taken away from their business. In fact, it adds to their business, because they have more energy. They have more mental performance. They're better able to make more clear decisions. They know they don't have that brain fog anymore that they used to, because they were eating terrible foods and not working out. So I know a lot of you like to make the excuse of like, oh, I'm just focused on my business. I don't have time to take care of my health. But it is only going to add to your business. It is only going to improve your business. So you need to understand, it's not going to take away. It's only going to improve your business. And that's how you're going to be able to find the motivation to keep going, even those days where you may not feel like going to the gym, where you may not feel like eating healthy, because it's about making those sacrifices, even if you don't feel like it, because you understand, okay, if I eat this meal that maybe I don't want to eat right now, I know how it's going to make me feel. You know, I know if I eat this ground beef, this rice with a little bit of avocado, I'm going to feel so much more clear. I'm not going to have brain fog. I'm going to have more energy to run my business efficiently. I'm going to be able to make the best decisions to improve my business. And that's how you should be thinking about it. So how do you balance running a business while taking care of your health? Well, it's important to find and stick to a good routine. Now, this is going to be very person dependent, you know, depending on how many hours you work, what times you work, you know, what you have going on. For me personally, I typically wake up somewhere around 3:30 to 4 a.m. every single day, and I immediately head to the gym. You know, I have something quick, a quick protein shake, some quick carbohydrates. I put coffee in my protein shake. I either have a banana, an apple, or some rice cakes or some cream of wheat, and then I'm immediately headed towards the gym. I do an intense 30-minute lifting session and then 45 minutes of cardio. And I'm in and out of the gym in an hour, right? An hour and 15. And that, like, a lot of people think like they can't do that, but it's just you're not prioritizing it. It's just not a priority to you. But this is why I'm saying you have to find what works for you. You know, maybe a morning routine will work better for you. I know some people, they prefer to go after because, you know, it works better for their schedule. It's going to take work to find what works for you, but you need to find a specific routine that is beneficial for you and flows seamlessly into your lifestyle. This is going to help you with staying consistent, going to the gym, eating healthy, meal prepping. Find that specific time that works for you. Find that specific time that you can wake up every day and the specific time that you go to sleep. Have a specific schedule. That way, you're less likely to fall off track, okay? And a lot of people say that they don't have time. Okay, this is one of the simplest things you can do. I got this from Brandon Carter. Basically, what you can do is just add up all the hours that you spend sleeping, add up all the hours that you spend working, and add up all the hours that you spend with family. Okay, this is what I like to call the essentials. So for me, that would be 6 hours of sleep, 10 hours of work, and 2 hours of family time. Okay, that is 18 hours right there. These are what I would call essential for my life, a healthy life. Okay, I can't neglect my sleep because I need sleep to function. I can't neglect my work because it gives me fulfillment, it gives me purpose, and I want to grow my business. But I also can't neglect my family time because what are we without our family? Nothing. Okay, but the thing is, that adds up to 18 hours. That still leaves me with 6 hours to hit the gym, with 6 hours to work out, to do my cardio, to get my steps in, to eat healthy. Okay, so stop saying you don't have time. Even if you're a crazy high-performing individual, and let's say you do 14 hours of work instead of 10 hours like me, that still leaves you with 2 hours to go to the gym and work out. So stop saying that you don't have time. We make time for what we truly want. And if you're going to use that excuse, then maybe you just don't want to be healthy. Maybe you don't want it as bad as you claim you do. Another thing that can really help, and I mean, I'm sure most of you are already doing this, but setting up a to-do list or making a calendar where every hour out of your day has a task that you're doing. This is going to help you tremendously in visualizing what you need to do, what you need to get done at each specific hour, at each specific time. This way, you don't have a blank hour. You're not filled with boredom. You're not filled with, oh, I don't know what to do. No, you know exactly what you're doing each and every hour. That's going to help you find that balance. That's going to help you stick with your routine, stick with your schedule. Now, how do you actually balance the relationships, the social life, those aspects when you're going out, you know, when a business partner invites you to dinner, you don't want to turn him down, you know, because you guys are going to talk in negotiations. Maybe it's important for the business to succeed that you guys have that meeting and you just want to have dinner, right? So first I want to state that it is okay to not hang out with every single one of your friends or family members. Okay. One thing that you have to understand is when you're changing, when you're improving your life for the better, when you're wanting to get in shape, when you're wanting to improve your health, when you're wanting to do all of these great things, you're naturally going to leave people behind who don't level up with you, who are not evolving. If they're still stuck in old habits like constantly eating junk food, not working out, staying out of shape, then you have to be okay with not spending as much time with them. Because what it does is if you're constantly going to the gym, you're constantly eating healthy and you're hanging out with them, you're going to be more and more tempted to, oh, well, you know, Johnny over here is not working out, or Samantha over here is eating the burger and the chips. Maybe I should just, you know, chill with them, or maybe I should just eat with her, right? But that's not what's going to take you closer to your goal. So you have to be okay with not hanging out with every single one of your friends or family members that you used to, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. all that's going to happen is if you force yourself to hang out with these people, is there's going to be resentment. If they're not willing to level up with you, if they're not willing to go to the gym, if they're not willing to eat healthy, there's going to be a natural level of resentment because they're going to see you improve your life. They're going to see you get healthier, and they're not doing that. They're staying in the same spot. They're staying overweight, out of shape, low on energy, right? So there's going to be a natural level of resentment, and you do not need that in your life. Now, how do you know who you should be giving your time to? Well, for me, my family's always going to be a priority. Always going to be a priority, and my best friends are going to be a priority. But there are two questions that I like to ask myself when it comes to who should I be hanging out with? Who should I be giving my time, and not just my time, but my energy to? Because as we know, energy is the most important thing. A lot of people think time is the most important thing. I disagree. I think energy is the most important thing. What do you give your energy to the most? Okay, so I like to ask myself two questions when it comes to hanging out with friends, when it comes to hanging out with family, that's going to determine if I hang out with them or not. Number one, are they supportive of my goals? Okay, if I have someone that's telling me, dude, keep going to the gym, keep eating healthy, I'm so proud of you. You know, you're inspiring me to start getting in shape. That is a person I want to hang out with. But if I have someone that's like, man, you're obsessed with the gym, dude. Man, it's not that serious. You know, you have a little, leeway, you know, have a little fun, just have the drink, have the burger, have the pizza with us, man. Like, it's not that serious. They're not supportive of your goals, man. They're not supportive of my goals. Why would I want to hang out with somebody like that? If they understand that I want to get healthier, that I want to improve my life, that I want to experience more energy, that I want the body of my dreams, and they're saying things like that to me, I'm going to cut them out of my life. Because they're not supporting my goals. And like I said, it's just going to lead to resentment. And the second question that I like to ask myself is this person in specific participating in positive or negative habits? Okay, this is one of the hardest questions you have to ask yourself. Because there's a lot of friends that have supported me throughout my journey. You know, when I was starting with social media, when I was starting my business, when I was starting my fitness journey. But they themselves are not participating in healthy habits. You know, they're doing drugs. They're drinking every weekend. They're not in shape. They're cheating on their girlfriends. They're doing all these things that I don't resonate with, that my morals don't align with. And so even if these people are supportive of my goals, which I truly appreciate, I just can't hang out with them because I don't want anybody to drag me down. I don't want anybody's negative, toxic habits to influence who I become. And so this is one of those questions you have to ask yourself that you're going to have to be very honest with yourself. And it's going to be a little hard at first, but if you're not honest with yourself and you don't ask yourself these questions, then you're never going to level up to that level you need to become. You're never going to improve your life if you keep hanging out with these people that are simply holding you back. Now, let's say they do pass these two questions. They are supportive of your goals and they do participate in positive habits. You know, they're eating clean. They're going to the gym. They take care of their family. They're loyal to their partners. They have a great family life. They go to church, whatever your values and morals align with. How do you make time for the most important people in your life? Well, first off, it's all about communication, guys. Communication, I've come to learn, is the most important thing when it comes to relationships. Whether that's communicating with your business partner, whether that's communicating with your employees, whether that's communicating with your partner, whether that's communicating with your mom and dad, you need to have communication if you want them to understand what you want out of your life. Because if you don't communicate, how do you expect people to understand where you're headed? How do you expect people to understand, you know, maybe why you can't hang out as often as you used to? Because you're going to the gym, because you're eating healthy, right? So communicate your needs. Tell them that, hey, listen, man, I love you to death. So this is why I'm telling you this, because I just want to be honest and transparent, but I'm going to be working on myself. And I'm going to be going to the gym a lot more often. I'm going to be going on runs. I'm going to be, you know, meal prepping. So listen, man, I'm not going to be as available as I used to be, you know? And if they're truly your friend, they're going to understand and be supportive of that. Because guys, it is completely okay to be in a little hiatus or even a big hiatus, right? To take a vacation, to take a break when you're trying to focus and improve yourself. If you're genuinely trying to improve your health, you know, you need to put a lot of time and effort, especially in those beginning stages, to take things seriously, to set those healthy habits in place. That is going to take time and energy, where maybe you're not going to be able to hang out as much as you used to with certain family members, certain friends. And again, guys, as entrepreneurs, you have probably already experienced this because you've grown a business. You know the hours and the energy required it takes to grow a business. So maybe you've already had some of these conversations. So it's nothing new. It's just, you know, having these conversations when it comes to your health. This is going to help strengthen your friendship, your relationship, and it removes any confusion. It's going to remove any ill thoughts that they may have, like, oh man, you know, Sebastian isn't really hanging out with me as much anymore. I wonder, like, if something happened. But no, if you have the communication, if you have the conversation, they're going to be like, oh no, he's just taking care of his health. He just has a different priority right now. And I love him to death. I'm supportive of his goals. So I understand that maybe we're not going to hang out as much as we used to. But if they are your true friend, if they are a family member that genuinely cares about you and wants the best for you, they will understand. Number two is plan dates, friends or partner dates, whatever you want to call them, on days where you know you're not as busy. You know, maybe you have Sunday off, right? So plan dates on those days, right? If you have a day off of work or school, take advantage of that and go do something with your friends, with your family members, with whoever is in your life that you want to spend time with. So take advantage on those days off. Another one of the easiest things that you can do is kill two birds with one stone. Okay, so go to the gym with a friend. Me and my best friend, we go to the gym together all the time. And so we kill two birds with one stone because we hit our workout. It's actually multiple birds with one stone, three or four birds, because we kill our workout. We motivate and inspire each other. When you're lifting with another man, guys, the things that does to you, because you cannot wimp out when you're lifting with another man. You cannot go easier or do baby weight when you're lifting with another man. They're going to push you. They're going to be like, come on, man. You can do way more than that. Stop going so easy. And so when you're lifting with another man, it's going to push you. So going to the gym together, kill two birds with one stone. Or even go out and eat something healthy with a friend. You know, if you know you're going to go to a healthy restaurant like Sweetgreen or Tender Greens or whatever you have nearby, or Chipotle, and you're going to get something healthy, invite a friend out. That way you guys can socialize, you can catch up on life, or maybe, you know, you're taking your business partner out on a friend, on a food, you know, little date, whatever you want to call it. You guys are going out to eat and you're killing two birds with one stone. You can talk business, you can catch up on life and still eat healthy together or still go to the gym together. Maybe you can even go swimming together. You know, you're burning some calories in the pool. Maybe you can go on a hike together. Maybe you can play a sport together. Okay, but it's about finding that balance in all aspects. And this is what's going to help you stay consistent, guys. Because like I said in the beginning of this podcast, if you do not get this figured out, if you do not prioritize balance on your fitness journey and still hanging out with your friends and family, then you are going to be miserable. Because you're going to think, oh my God, like, I'm going to the gym, I'm eating healthy, and it's killing my social life. Like, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm miserable. And then you're going to fall off track. The thing is, it doesn't have to be miserable. If you implement these steps that I just told you, you are going to be able to still stick with your fitness goals, not relapse when it comes to binge eating, and still prioritize your family and friends. It's all about finding that balance. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Binge Breakthrough Podcast. If you are an entrepreneur or business owner and you want to work with me one-on-one inside the Binge Breakthrough Academy, where we've helped dozens of entrepreneurs stop binge eating and lose 20, 30, 40, even 50 pounds, then click that first link in the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and please leave a positive review if you enjoyed it, and I will see you guys in the next episode.